Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. If you put a .com on the end of that, smallbusinessadvocate.com, you'll be able to find all the things that we do online, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, the newsletter. We subscribe. You can subscribe to that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And all the other things there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, we got, or anywhere in between, we got something you can do there that will help you with your small business, the one you're starting, the one you're growing, maybe even the one you want trying to get rid of. We'll do what we can to help you. And one of the people who helps us do that is our good friend Wally Bach, an original member, founding member of our Brain Trust, the author of Cyber Power for Business and among other books. Wally, one of the things I'd like for you to talk to us about now is helping us continue this conversation that I've been trying, that I've been having with my audience about how to incorporate the new ways of connecting with people. You know, once upon a time, we everything was face to face. Then somebody invented, the telegraph, and somebody invented the telephone and the mail, and and et cetera, et cetera. Now we got all this fancy new stuff. Some of it's called social media. I prefer to call it connecting with people online or online customer communities online, but you've been doing quite a bit of work on this. And I want you to, and since you're someone who was kind of heavily involved in the internet in the early stages, connect where we've come from on the internet to where we're going now.
Well, I think we're at an interesting stage, and it's a stage similar to one we had in the beginning of the web. And I call it we have to do it in this case, social media. What do we do now? We got people who get onto, for example, Twitter or LinkedIn or something for all the wrong reasons. They, they go out for a golf game. Their golf partner says, "Wow, our company, is on Twitter." So it's, now we go down and we get on Twitter, but we have no clue about what we're doing. We haven't connected it up to strategy. We haven't thought through exactly what happens in this kind of a situation.
So there's such a thing as a Twitter strategy?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is, and it varies a lot if you're a big or a small business. Most of the large businesses that I see there, they've got a formal kind of thing. They've got people assigned. Mostly what they're doing is trying to get to, A, monitor what's going on with the brand.
To see what's being said about them.
What's being said about them, and catch it early. And yeah. I mean, that's another thing that you see. You know, if somebody comes out there and is starting to say things about you, issuing a press release a week later doesn't help you
right.
in today's world. Having somebody there who not only catches it, but can respond and say, we didn't know about that. We're going to check into it, and actually does it and comes back and does that dialogue thing. Your thing about, it's human beings connecting, regardless right. of the medium, is true.
Right. Well, and not only having that person there and doing all the things you said, but actually having the ability to leverage the people who can fix it, because the person on Twitter probably can't physically, literally themselves fix it. They've got to have a support team who can do that, and the company has to make that commitment.
Right, and that's the kind of commitments. Companies that have done this real well, Best Buy has been very good at it. They've gone in and out. Ford has done very well.
Do you think small business owners would be surprised to find how many times people have Twittered that, I had a meal at Joe's, Joe's Bean Barn, and boy, those beans weren't as good as they used to be. You think people would be surprised at how often that happens?
I think they would. There's a restaurant up in Greensboro, North Carolina called Undercurrents, and it's one of the best restaurants in the city. It's also got one of the best Twitter presences, and the reason it's a good Twitter presence is that if you mention them, they'll thank you for mentioning them, and they'll offer you, a discount. And if you say something that's, the service wasn't as good as usual, they will not say, oh, what are you talking about? They'll get into a thing about, well, what was wrong with it? You know, what's different? What would you have liked to have different? Now, that doesn't mean they're going to solve the problem.
Isn't that opening up a can of worms? Isn't that kind of creating the possibility of a lot of bogus conversation?
It does, and you have to, small business has to be aware of that. Big business can assign people to it.
Yeah.
Small businesses, the thing is different. If you're a business that has customers who wander in and service is a big thing, like any kind of a restaurant, I would think, I think you need to watch what's going on, and I think you need to have the conversation, because that conversation is going to happen anyway. The people who go to your restaurant, who see that, are going to have that conversation whether you participate or not. So one of the things, as we
wrap up here, Wally, on this, one of the things that you've helped us, you've reminded us about, and folks, I hope you take to heart, is that even if you don't yet, aren't really leveraging Twitter yet, you're not really on it, you need to be there. You need to be in attendance so that when somebody calls your name, you know what's being said. You can defend it. You can leverage it if it's something good or whatever it may be. That's the big message for people who are just kind of getting started. What do you think, Wally?
I think that's true. I think the other thing is you need to watch it so that you get a sense of how it can work for you.
Learn, do some, get some education.
Yep, spend some time, yeah. Do some stuff.
Give us the website quickly one more time.
blog.3starleadership, all written out like one word, .com.
blog.3starleadership.com. Hey, Wally, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for 12 great years. 13 great years, I should say.
13 great years. We'll do some more social media next time, Jim.
Let's do it again. Thanks.
Okay.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.